It is time now for the Saskatchewan Kentra close-up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jake Vaudeland. Jake, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Jake. So I know it's busy. You're on tour right now, a lot going on, but I do want to ask you about your most recent tune, I Ain't Going Back to Nashville. Been listening to this one. It's a great tune. Tell us a little bit about the story behind this one and kind of how this one came to be written.
Yes. It's been mighty good to us so far. It wasn't released that long ago, actually, so we're very excited about it. It's one of my favorite ones of mine so far, and we released it just kind of paired up, ironically, really, with our most recent trip to Nashville. We had the pleasure of working down there for about a week or so with an artist named Tay Bay, and we played some shows down that way, but it's called I Ain't Going Back to Nashville, and we went back to Nashville right when it was released. So that was kind of the funny part about it. But I went before I had started working with this new group of mine, the Sturgeon River Boys. I was working in a duo bluegrass group, strict bluegrass music, nothing else. And we had the chance to go down to Nashville just more so for mediocre shows more or less just an opportunity for us to get a free trip out of it, really. And when I was there, I went there hoping that we'd be accepted for bluegrass music and people would enjoy us and stuff. But really all I found, a bunch of stuck-up people that didn't really want to let anybody else into the circle. And I noticed it was just way too big of a ocean full of much bigger fish than I. And I was way too little of a fish there to ever get noticed before I got eaten by a shark or something. So I decided I'd go back home and try it right in Saskatchewan and go from there. And that seems to have worked, getting the local support from people right at home and then slowly growing it out from there. And I wrote the song not too long ago, actually, about that experience and about the whole thing. And it's been mighty good to us.
It's a great tune, and I want to ask you about the music video as well, because it looks like it's kind of in the middle of nowhere at the cabin. It's a really awesome music video. Where was that filmed, and how was that experience like for you?
That was actually, see, we're from Saskatchewan, but we actually filmed it in Ontario, in Brantford. And the reason we chose a cabin and sort of the forest look is because that was the closest thing to home that we could find. See, I built a log cabin by hand maybe four or five years ago, and out by my grandparents' farm, out in the forest. And we're from northern Saskatchewan, so of course it's not the stereotypical prairies there. There's lots of hills and lots of trees, stuff that nobody really thinks about when they think about Saskatchewan. And so we really wanted to sort of capture that. We're not going back to Nashville. We're staying right here and playing it for the people that support us. And that's where we come from is, I learned how to sing and play music with local farming friends in the Scandinavian settlement where I grew up. And we'd go to the cabin there and we'd go around the fire and we'd sit inside in the wintertime with the coal oil lamps lighting it up, and we'd have jam sessions in there and stuff. So we really wanted to capture that, the roots of ours and stuff in the video. And that's why we chose that location.
I love it. It really came together really well. It's great, great music video as well. Jake, I'm sure you've been asked this a lot, but where did the love of the bluegrass and the throwback music come from? Is it something that you've always loved from the get-go, from an early age?
Not necessarily strictly bluegrass when I was very young. I know lots of people tell me when I was very young, I listened to a lot of Johnny Cash, and he was my hero and this and that. And then I went through different phases. There was the Hank Williams Sr. phase, and then I heard Flatt and Scruggs, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and Earl Scruggs invented the three-finger style of banjo. And I saw him playing that banjo in the old black and white videos, and I knew that was what I wanted to do. And so I studied those videos, and I loved those videos. And also, the other thing, too, is I guess where I grew up in that Scandinavian settlement, everybody played guitars or banjos or fiddles. Nobody out there plays electric anything. It's just, you know what I mean? And even in the little country church we have out there that I used to go to when I lived there, lots of people think of church, they think pianos and organs and stuff, but if you get a chance to go out there and all of a sudden you come in, everybody's singing bluegrass versions of the hymns with guitars and banjos, and
oh, wow.
And which is kind of funny because, you know, lots of the more stricter churches, they call the banjo the devil's instrument. Here we're using it in church. So so I got it from Matt, and everybody was playing the bluegrass music, and there's a bluegrass jamboree out that way called Northern Lights Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival in northern Saskatchewan, and I grew up there listening to all that sort of stuff. So it started at a young age with the love of bluegrass music, and everything I've written and all the work I've done with my music has been on the foundation of bluegrass music. And then with the wonderful musicians I've got working with me, we've each one of them has sort of brought their own inspirations and their own talents into it, and we've sort of made our own sound out of it that we haven't really been able to describe. The only thing we can call it is a mixture of bluegrass and rockabilly and old time country, and that's the best description we can get.
I love it. And again, if anyone has not seen Jake Vaterland and the Certain River Boys, I advise everyone to go see you perform, because I know you're on tour right now. You're playing with the Hunter Brothers, also Stasha in Ontario. How's the tour going out there for y'all? You having a good time out on tour with them?
Oh my gracious, it's been so much fun. This is our first time. This is our first time going on a tour opening for somebody. And when we got the opportunity and heard it was the Hunter Brothers, you know, we think of them as friends and neighbors from back home in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's been a real pleasure to work on the road with them. And they've had other artists along, like Jess Moskaluk and other good friends of ours. And so it's been a lot of fun, including Sasha. And she joined us for about 5 or 6 performances, and it was so much fun working with her as well. And a great team and a great work environment, and wouldn't want to be doing it with anybody else, that's for sure.
Awesome. It sounds like it's a great great time and a great show out there. Now, before we let you go, I know coming up, I want to ask kind of what's on the way for you in the next little bit. I know that you're playing, I believe, Saskatoon coming up in December. What's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit here, wrapping up 2023?
Yes, on the for anybody from Winnipeg, Manitoba, we're gonna make a quick stop there at a little place called the Times Change just for fun on our way home. Put on
okay.
a little performance for anybody local who wants to come by and see us while we're passing through on the way home after this tour. And now, to tell you the truth, I actually don't know the date off the top of my head for that. I'll ask what it's December 6th is what it's going to be. And then when we get home, we're going to be playing in Saskatoon. However, you can't get tickets anymore because all three of those dates, 3 nights in a row, sold out.
Wow.
They're all three sold out at the Basement in Saskatoon. But of course, we always plan to come back just as soon as we can for the other people that want to hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And but January is going to be a busy month all in Saskatchewan. We're going to have one last big push in Saskatchewan, probably our last for a little while. So you could get all them dates. The entire month we'll be playing around Saskatchewan with, I don't know how, hey, Joel, how many dates out of the whole month? 21 dates out of the
whole
month in Saskatchewan. So lots of people will have lots of opportunity to see us there. And you can go on the website, jakevaudlin.com, and look for all of the dates and see which one is closest to you there.
Perfect. A lot on the way from you. We are looking forward to it, Jake. And I know you're out on tour, so we appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best. Have a great time out on tour, and we'll chat again soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.